Yeah, the Blue Jays giving us a great show, that's for sure. How about it last night? It really seemed to go their way when Vladdy crushed a two-run shot off a pitch from Shohei to get us going.
Hit well to deep left center, and this one will go. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. lines one into the seats in left center, and the Blue Jays take the lead.
That was pretty cool. The fourth home run Ohtani has given up this season. In fact, regular season and postseason included. And Vladdy did her. Jays win inevitably 6-2, tying the World Series at two games apiece. Shea Bieber, simply awesome. The Blue Jays shook off that 18-inning loss the night before, and now the World Series will end at the Rogers Center in Toronto. We know that for sure. And they did it without George Springer, who is listed day-to-day. And Jays manager John Schneider gave an update last night during the game on how he was doing.
You know, he was able to swing a little bit this afternoon, kind of progressively feeling a little bit better as today goes on. So we'll see how the rest of this game goes. And if not today, hopefully tomorrow, he should be good to go.
And if they could get him back, all the better. And with the win the Jays hand, the defending champion Dodgers, just their third loss in 14 games this postseason, and reclaim home field advantage. And last night at the Brew House, our reporter Daniel Retsch met some fans who were all pleased.
I think that this was pivotal. I think that since our next game is going to be in L.A., that if we didn't take this win, it was going to be really hard to come back from after this. So this is a big one.
Blue Jays are tied 2-2, and I am absolutely stoked about it.
It's just been going back and forth these last four games, and hopefully we can bring it home in the next two.
I came from a Blue Jays town, so this is really big for all of us.
I feel like it'd be a big cultural heritage moment, you know, just being able to come together as a nation and celebrate the win.
Such a great experience. I thought it was going to be really tight at the end, but nope. We could put it away.
I'm very happy it didn't go to 18 innings.
I think a lot of people are got a little extra sleep with that win last night. Game 5 tonight at Dodger Stadium with Treyu Savage taking the mound a little after 6 o'clock. And, of course, Game 6 will be in Toronto Friday, Halloween. So there are some decisions to make now. Who will be answering the door? Who's got to take the kids? If you got a house full of Jays fans, it's going to be difficult decisions. But I remind you, you can always slip in the earbuds and listen while you go trick-or-treating with the kids, because 980 CJME is the home of the World Series. We're carrying the Sportsnet broadcast every game, 6, so you can just listen as you walk door-to-door with the kids. It's that easy. And again, I have made no bones about it. I'm a part-time fan. I am on the Blue Jays bandwagon. I have watched more baseball than I have ever have in my life. And it's feeling like a job to me now. It really is. Like, I work here, and then I go home to my other job, which is watching Jays baseball. Every night, it seems like I've watched a baseball game. And, oh, sure, I flip over. Like, last night, I had to check on the Oilers. Thankfully, they won. They beat Utah. And I did see this.
There's a shot. Oh, it scores a hat-trick goal for Connor Bedard. And here come the Hats.
Yeah, former Regina Pat, now Blackhawk Connor Bedard got his first NHL hat trick. And boy, if you Google and watch his three snipers, they were all great goals too. But yeah, playoff baseball requires commitment. I'm not used to this. It's like I've got an extra job right now. And I was committed last night that if they were to lose, I was also going to lose this job of watching baseball. I was thinking, okay, if they lose, I don't think they can come back. But now they win, and it's a best of three. I got to follow it all the way through now. But it is exhausting. The dream is alive, Blue Jays fan. 6-2 final last night. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME newsroom. I was suggesting it's like I've got an extra job watching baseball right now. And I guess it's no different when we're watching, well, your Jets during the playoffs in NHL and my Oilers.
Well, even the Mariners from earlier. I mean, it is.
It's a commitment.
Well, and it's taxing too, right? Because you have so many highs and lows during the playoffs. And, you know, unique to maybe you and I mean, we're changing our our sleep schedule, right? We're not getting as much sleep because we're staying up late.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have done if my team was playing an 18-inning game. I've seen a 15-inning game. Actually, a number of years ago, Seattle played an 18-inning game against Houston. I had a concert to get to, so I had to miss the last, like, three or four innings.
Oh, yeah. So, see, you're right. You have to change your plans. That's what happens, and that's what I'm experiencing, too. And, of course, now we know we're going back to Toronto Friday night.
That'll be a hot atmosphere.
It's Halloween. It's Halloween. You suddenly got to decide, okay, do I tell the kids there's no Halloween? I'm not walking you as trick-or-treaters because I want to watch baseball? Or
leave the bowl of candy on the
front step.
Help yourself or something.
But remember, we are the Voice of the World Series. So the good thing is grab some earbuds and you can listen to the game as you walk with the kids on Friday night. But that was fun. They did it after losing in that heartbreaker in 18 innings. And now... tonight we start again a little past 6 o'clock. Okay, some of the other headlines we're watching here this morning. Finally, a decision on Farooq Sheikh, the police chief.
Yeah, and now the former police chief here in Regina, he is fired. And it all comes back to, a complaint made by a now former member of the police board. This was some 6 months ago, so they've been looking into this for 6 months. It had to do with what's described as inappropriate communication. Now, there was an in-camera meeting discussing the details of Sheikh's contract, and he was texting a board member, reportedly. And so, and also, you can read at cjme.com, possible influence over this certain board member, as he was, this was an in-camera session, so police board members were talking about his contract. He wasn't part of it. But apparently he was texting her, trying to get more information. So the review was made and the decision was just made that he is now out. And so Regina, once again, will be looking for a new police chief.
Yeah, it's interesting. I hope it's Laura Lee Davies, the, what do you call it, the interim chief right now.
She's been doing the job. Yeah. We've been hearing from her.
She's brilliant. Give it to her. That's all I suggest. She's great at the job. That's one major city matter. But we still don't know about, remember, Nikki Anderson, the city manager? That's another issue that we still have to wait. I know Mayor announced details of this yesterday, but he'll be joining Evan Bray later. Maybe we'll get a little more insight on if they're even close to that.
Two very important roles here in the city of Regina that are right now vacant in the city manager. I mean, we have acting members of staff doing that job, as you heard, but big shoes to fill.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, and... Prime Minister Mark Carney has touched down in South Korea, and so has President Trump, who said what first on Truth Social in the overnight hours here. What did he say?
We didn't come to South Korea to see Canada.
And did they pass by one another?
So they just
this
met.
Morning?
Yeah, they just met this morning, not too long ago. It's described as they exchanged pleasantries. So that's progress, I guess you would, after what we heard from Trump over the last number of days and his reaction to Ontario's ad running in the States. So exchanging pleasantries, I suppose that's a win, but.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait to see how this unwinds through the day here, because I still think more will be said between those two as we get through this meeting there in Asia right now. Okay. Weather looks cool for Halloween, by the way. Friday, cloudy, and only 4 degrees.
So I don't need to wear my snowsuit under the costume that I've yet to pick out. I haven't even bought candy yet, Greg.
I'm running
out of time.
Well, buy some Cheesies. 7-Eleven said that's Saskatchewan's number one pick.
Cheesies, good Canadian product as well.
Thank you very much, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:57. Great rebound for the Jays last night after losing out in the 18th inning the night before. Shane Bieber pitching on the mound. He was extraordinary. And, of course, Vladdy got us going. And a big seventh inning. Just a great game all around. 6-2 final. And now we know the World Series is returning to Toronto. Of course, tonight, one more in L.A. And it's a best of three now. And Halloween night. You'll have to wander about the neighborhood with your kids listening to 980 CJME. We are the home of the World Series, so you can catch the broadcast and not miss a thing with the kids as well if you're trick-or-treating on Friday night when we get to that. Maybe you're pumpkin carving this week. Have you done that yet? There are a lot of viral videos out there that are shared to make your pumpkin last longer. Like this one here suggests cut a hole in the back of it.
Here's a PSA. Don't cut the stem off your pumpkin. It will rot much faster. No, 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 no. Instead, cut its butt off. Grab all those butt guts. It's easy.
Yeah. They're suggesting cut a hole in the bottom or near the back of it to make it last longer. Don't cut the stem. I also have heard this one many times.
Here's how to preserve your fresh pumpkins so that they last longer on your porch. Fill your sink up with warm water and 1 cup of white vinegar. Then soak your pumpkins in there 10 minutes each side.
Make sure to get all the sides. Then let them air dry. You could go one step further and rub some Vaseline on them. Keeps your pumpkins fresh for 1 to 2 months.
All right, there you go. Some pumpkin advice. It's all over social media, TikToks, just constantly videos of Halloween, which I love. For me as a kid, I really did love Halloween. The anticipation would just build for weeks. And my brothers and all my friends, we were just all hyped up. Like we were looking forward to the Super Bowl of candy.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
It really was fun to craft your own costume. It was like an Olympic event, right? You had to have something cool to wear. And it had to be something kind of, well, you know, fast. Because the goal was to move as fast as like the bionic man from door to door. And we would dart from house to house. Our hearts just pounding, fueled by the sheer promise of sugar, running as fast as we can to the next house. Every doorbell held that potential for triumph or betrayal. You see a king-size candy bar in your pillowcase. Now that was pure glory. But a handful of candy corn? No! No!
There's a certain candy. There's a certain candy. We should never eat. We should never eat. It gives you diabetes cause it is so stinking sweet. It's candy corn. Yes, candy corn can. Check those trick-or-treat bags and remove them if you can this Halloween.
All right, I admit that was a nice musical interlude. Anyhow, after filling our pillowcases with what we felt like a mountain of loot, we would then rush home, and then our living room would instantly transform itself into the Rosemont Candy Stock Exchange. Piles of candy on the carpet floor. Here is where we would kneel and let the great candy sort begin.
I got a chocolate bar. I got a quarter. I got a rock.
Piling up the heroes of the night, there's the full-size chocolate bars. They're the blue chips. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm not talking about the ones you see today that are the size of a quarter. I'm talking about the ones that were like the size of a teacup back in the day. Solid investment. And then the mid-tier market. M&M's, gummies, Skittles, dependable but not glamorous. And finally, the junk bonds of Halloween. The exiled pile of shame. All that suspicious toffee. Random unbranded candies that tasted like sadness. And of course, the toothbrush. Seriously, Mrs. Britton, my old neighbor. Whoever hurt you? Anyhow, then came the negotiations.
Look at all my candy.
Okay, who wants to trade Milky Ways?
I like Milky Ways.
Okay, I want this.
These are my tradings.
I got so many full-size.
Oh, trades proposed, deals struck.
Deal or no deal?
Oh, sure, I'll take that. Full-size candy bar, Kit Kat, love those. Anyhow, the lessons we would learn in basic economics and occasionally betrayal from my own brothers. Stealing from my pile when I wasn't looking. All before bedtime. Simpler times, I know. But man, Halloween used to be such a high-stakes operation, and I kind of miss it. Now I sit at home handing out all the good stuff, and I'm still open to any trades when kids come to the door. Coffee crisp for a Kit Kat? Done. Oh yeah, to my own kids, spoiler alert, you're missing full-size Kit Kat bar. Always died a hero. Never give up, Evan Bray. Those Blue Jays, they're just so fun to watch. They appear to just love one another and follow one another, and yeah, they won again last night.
Well, you know what? I as soon as Vladdy hit that home run to give them the lead, number one, they never looked back.
Yeah.
But I felt confident for the rest of that game. Obviously, we had a big seventh inning there, too. But I feel like the Blue Jays controlled that game.
And they stood up to Shohei Ohtani, right?
Well, because they proved that he's mortal.
Yes. Right? You know, both on the mound and striking him out.
Yeah.
It was quite a game. And now one more tonight in L.A., but we know the World Series goes through Toronto.
Well, it's a best of three now. And they got to win once on the road and once at home. It's that simple.
You know, I have a very little knowledge of baseball, yet I made the statement a while ago that the Jays would win in
bold
seven.
Bold claim, yes.
And although I'd like to see it happen in six, seven it is.
I think you could be onto that. I mean, I don't think we can expect it'll be two games sweep now, but.
But Jays fans have a dilemma if you got kids in the household, right? On Friday night, it's Halloween.
I know. I was thinking about that, actually. I'm thinking, kid, take the caramel and get out of here. I'm watching the Jays game.
Or put a giant bowl of candy, have at her. I'm watching the Jays game. But as you know, we're the voice of the World Series, so you can listen. So it's easy. You can listen to the game as you walk with your kids, and you're not missing out on those little moments of life.
Take
that you'll
your
regret
old
if
transistor
you stayed home.
Radio with you as you walk down the street.
Okay, well, a big shake up, if you will.
Oh, really, Greg?
For Regina Police Service. Your thoughts on Farouk Sheikh and the city saying,
well, yeah, I mean, this is obviously taken a long time. It's been the better part of 8 months, but announcing yesterday they're firing the chief of police, Farouk Sheikh, for an investigation that yielded ultimately something that the board considered discreditable conduct. That means that it is a firing with cause, and that's substantial because a couple of things. Number one, it means that there's no back pay, there's no severance, and number two, it also... It definitely hasn't happened in the Regina Police Service's history. Regina Police Service has been around for over 130 years, never had a chief fired that way. I don't think Saskatoon has either. This is not very common. So it's...
I wonder, is there recourse that he has to come back at the city?
I'm going to ask. I'll ask the mayor his thoughts on that. No doubt they have been getting legal opinions throughout this. I would imagine that there's some obvious legal pursuits that he could take on this. The question is, will he want to? It's pretty tough after now details come out. This is the type of exchange that happened. It was an inappropriate conversation with a member of the board. How do you come back for that and sit in a job like the chief of police where there needs to be this, respect and trust and transparency and all these things. Like, I just feel like it makes it impossible for him to come back.
Well, that's one down, and you'll be asking, I'm sure, Mayor Chad Baczynski about this later on, because the next issue for the city, right, is city manager Nicky Anderson. We still haven't heard where that is.
I think that's pretty much done now, my understanding.
Is there a payout? Are we on the hook?
Yeah, there is a payout in that case, just because of the way it was worded in the contract. But, I think that's one of the things that will have people breathing a sigh of relief with the chief, is that it won't have a financial cost. Now, keep in mind, during this investigation, he's been off work, but getting paid. So, that'll be one of the questions I'll pose to the mayor. He's on at 8:30. Is do you go back after any of that pay, or is it just effective the date of the firing?
Okay. And the interim acting chief of police, Laura Lee Davies, is going to be on your show, too.
That's right. We have the chiefs on regularly, and she was just happened to be scheduled for today. Keeping in mind, obviously, Laura Lee wasn't part of this investigation, wasn't privy to it, but I am curious to know if she's interested in the job, which I assume she is.
And does she have to wait through a large process, or can this move
quickly? I don't think they need to. Like, I mean, there's nothing that says they have to. They typically like to do a nationwide search or bigger, but in this case, they just did it under 2 years ago.
You worked with her. Would you make her chief?
I would make her chief tomorrow.
And I didn't work with her. Yeah. I just know her over the years.
So, I don't think they need to do a big search. Okay. Another question for the mayor.
Evan Bray back at 8:30.